car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, it was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
American Freedom Network, and this morning... we don't have a guest. I'm going to be giving a talk this evening in Long Beach. And so I thought maybe we'd just talk about some of the things we're going to be talking about there. Incidentally, if you live in the Long Beach area listening, would like to go to the meeting, why, you could always call us and we can put you in touch with the people who are putting it out there at the Eagle Forum. But our topic is to be on immigration. Now, if you'd like to give us a call here at the American Freedom Network, don't be bashful, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to talk about the general subject of immigration, that's 970-689-8255. Because immigration is the defining issue. While our boys are fighting for freedom over in Iraq, while we're losing our freedom here at home, and America is being transformed. And you can't understand anything that's going on today unless you remember what Plato wrote almost 350 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, his treatise on the Republic and an allegory he laid out there. An allegory, it was the story of a group of men and women who had been taken captive and taken into a large cavern where they were kept in chains for many years. They were chained so that they had to face the wall. And so their backs were towards the center of the cave where they burned in eternal fire. And so for all the many years that the captives were there, all they could see were the dancing shadows from the fire projected upon the wall of the cave. And to entertain themselves, their captors would sometimes take a bust of a face of a man in his chest and put it between the fire and the wall. And so the shadow would be projected of the face on the wall, and that became the reality of the captives. That all they could see were the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave. And then one day, one of their group broke loose from his chains and went outside, and he saw reality. He saw the sun and the stars and the brooks and the trees. He went back into the cave, and he broke his fellow captives loose from their chains, and tried to lead them into the light, into reality, into the real world. But as they approached the mouth of the cave, the light blinded them. Because you see, for so long their reality had been just dancing shadows, that they turned back and went back into the cave because they could not stand to see the truth. Now, in many respects, this is the world we live in today. As Edward Bernay, the father of modern-day propaganda, said, we're governed. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. And when, as it is in America today, 5 mega corporations control the major media in the United States, and this is covered beautifully in a book we carry entitled The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdakian, who started studying this back in 83 when there were 50 corporations that dominated the media, and now it's down to 5, and you have to understand they control our reality. Most people have no idea what is really going on in the world today. Now, certainly the story I've just told you is known as the parable of the cave, and it is true today as it was almost 2,350 years ago when Plato wrote it. So reminiscent of the Truman Show. I don't know how many of you saw that motion picture with Jim Carrey, who I never used to be able to stand, but I will tell you, I came to appreciate Jim Carrey when I saw that movie, because it was the story of a young man who was raised in the ideal American community. I mean, it was a community where all of the houses I had white picket fences and where everybody was friendly and Truman was a young man. He had been born on this island and raised on the island and married his childhood sweetheart, and he had all of his friends and they went from adventure to adventure, and his life had been fascinating. The only thing was he noticed when his wife would give him his breakfast cereal, she would stand in the kitchen, hold up the breakfast cereal, and give a long dissertation about the vitamins and minerals in the cereal. And as he saw that, he had sort of a question in his mind. Why doesn't she just pour the cereal? It's almost like she's giving a commercial. And then when he went down to the local drugstore where he met with his friends, they'd always position him in front of a sign advertising something as they were talking about the products. And there were just a few things that made him wonder, you know, is there something not quite right here? And then a woman came to him one day and said, don't you know, Truman, that this is all a television set? That you are the star of the most widely seen television program in the world? It's called the Truman Show. So, of course, he thought that was totally ridiculous, but then he noticed that he went into one of the stores and it all was been in, and somehow he went in behind the store and realized that there was no building there. It was really a television set. It was all he saw was the naked 2x4s and the construction, and the store he went into was simply a veneer for something else. And gradually it became apparent to him that it was all fraudulent. It really was a television set, and his reality was created. And if you haven't seen The Truman Show, let me suggest that you go to see it, because, you know, it is so characteristic of what's going on today. However, that's only half the story. Now, there was a professor named Leo Strauss who actually taught at the University of Chicago for many years, and many people attribute to him this whole idea, these neoconservative idea, that we have this group of elitists who will run our country, and the neoconservative movement came the project for the New American Century, and you can go to their website at newamericancentury.org, and you'll find there their 1997 Statement of Principles. That's newamericancentury.org, the website of the Project for the New American Century. Go to their website, 1997 Statement of Principles, where they talk about creating a new international order that will be favorable to our profits and our prosperity and our principles, and see who the people were who formed that organization. Well, we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll welcome your calls here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener.
Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were talking about Professor Leo Strauss, who taught at the University of Chicago for many years, and the father of modern-day neoconservatives, and the fact that the neoconservatives, if you go to their website in 1979, you'll find out who these people were who were intent upon taking over our government. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, there were only 27 of them, Paul Wolfowitz, who is the president of the World Bank today, John Bolton, who's our ambassador to the United Nations, a man named Libby, who's been indicted now, Elliot Abrams, and certainly many of our columnists, people who, Gary Bauer, who leads the Protestants, and William Pennant, who leads the Catholics, and certainly Norman Potteros, who leads the Jewish component. Propaganda is for this small group of people who today dominate our nation. Well, Leo Strauss, Professor Leo Strauss, wrote a great deal and taught a great deal about Plato, and he said basically this, that Plato had two meanings in everything he taught. There was the message that went out to his general students, but there was also another message. In other words, there was a dualistic message, and only the very select students were allowed to know the truth about what's going on today. And I would like to suggest that most of you out there in the listening audience do not understand the truth about what's really going on today. Rarely we catch a glimpse of what the truth is. There was a book that was written, the story. It was written in the first century A.D. It was written by Plutarch, and you'll find what I'm about to tell you in Plutarch's book, The Age of Alexander, and it comes from page 259. Now, remember that most modern-day books have been censored and altered because the last thing they want you to understand is what I'm about to tell you. But this is what Plutarch wrote. It seems clear that Alexander, and of course he's talking about Alexander the Great, who had been the student of Aristotle, who had been the student of Plato, who had been the student of Socrates, who had been the student of Pythagoras. Pythagoras was around about 500 B.C., and he was deeply involved in the mystery religions and brought that teaching back to ancient Greece. And then, of course, a couple of centuries later, Socrates picked up and taught Plato, and Plato taught Aristotle, and Aristotle taught Alexander. And they told them not only the regular philosophy, but they told them the secret. Now, here's Plutarch writing, and this is written 2,000 years ago. And it's one of those rare glimpses we have into what this is really all about. And I quote, "It seems clear that Alexander was instructed by his teacher not only the principles of ethics and politics, but also in the secret and most esoteric studies which philosophers do not impart to the general run of student, but only by word of mouth to a select circle of the initiated. Some years later, after Alexander had crossed into Asia, he learned that Aristotle had published some treatises dealing with these esoteric matters, and he wrote to him in blunt language and took him to task for the sake of the prestige of philosophy. This is the text of his letter. Alexander to Aristotle, greetings. You have not done well to write down and publish those doctrines you taught me by word of mouth. What advantage will I have over other men if those theories in which I have been trained are to be made common property? I would rather excel the rest of mankind in my knowledge of what is best rather than the extent of my power. Farewell." Now, Aristotle then wrote back, and I quote, Aristotle pointed out that these so-called oral doctrines were in a sense both published and not published. For example, it is true that his treatise on metaphysics is written in a style which makes it useless for those who wish to study or teach the subject from the beginning. The book serves simply as a memorandum for those who have already been taught its general principles. So this really deals with metaphysics. And, of course, it is these esoteric or secret doctrines that have been passed down by the philosophers for centuries, for really thousands of years, because they long antedated Aristotle and Plato and Socrates and Pythagoras. These secrets go back to ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt. They go back to the Kabbalah, which was written in 600 B.C. during the Babylonian captivity, when, of course, the ancient scribes of the Pharisees recorded the secret mysteries that they learned there in Babylon, having nothing to do with the Jewish religion, but having to do with the mystery religions, which have always been there, manifested. But, of course, their teachings have always been secret. They've been passed down verbally from generation to generation, and the public is never to know, never to understand. Only the elect are allowed to understand. And so, I mean, you can follow the trail, certainly through the ancient Egypt and ancient Assyria. You'll find, of course, the Kabbalah in 3 B.C. It said that the Magi set off in search of Christ, who they knew would be born in Bethlehem, because they had access to the secret knowledge. The Gnostics, who were around from about 100 to 300 A.D., were searching the scriptures for the secret knowledge. Oh, they accepted the message of the Bible, but they knew behind it was other information. And if you tapped into it, you would have great knowledge and great power. And then, of course, about 1118, why the Knights Templar, which was a Catholic order, a religious order that was established on Temple Mount in Jerusalem, these people tapped into the secret knowledge, as did the Rosicrucians that came around in 1400, as did Dr. Dee and Sir Francis Bacon, who lived during the Elizabethan era. And if you have not yet seen the video that I'm in, it's available in video or in DVD. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You'll find it fascinating and will begin to introduce you to what this is really all about. In 1717, along came English Freemasonry, which early on began to codify what this was all about, the continuation of the ancient mystery religions. Now, of course, in 1740, by 1740, America had become very much a depraved nation. Remember, this was 120 years after the Pilgrims that landed at Plymouth, and the influence of Dr. Dee and the Rosicrucians and Francis Bacon had pretty much corrupted our major universities, our society. And had it not been for the ministries of Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley and a few other ministers who came to America and preached the original gospel, and that is fear of God. In fact, Jonathan Edwards, wonderful sermon, a sinner in the hands of an angry God. That's sermon he gave over and over again, and grown men wept and trembled in fear, and men began to fear God again, and of course we began to see a change in the structure of our society. And it was out of that great awakening, the first great awakening, came the religious devotion that led to the American Revolution and the establishment of the wonderful country we live in. But then, of course, in 1776, when our Declaration of Independence was written, there was also another document written that same year, just a few months beforehand, and it was the Charter of the Illuminati. And, of course, the Illuminati was a secret society created by Adam Weishaupt, which was really a continuation of the philosophy of the ancient mystery religions. And you will see them manifested, because in 1782, there was a committee established by the United States Congress to make up a seal for the United States. the Great Seal of the United States for the new nation, and two of the three members of that committee that established the Great Seal came from the occult. And what did they do? Well, on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, they put a two-headed phoenix. Why a phoenix? I mean, there aren't very many phoenix birds here in America. In fact, the phoenix bird doesn't exist. It's a mythological bird, but you have to understand what this was really all about. Francis Bacon and was a disciple of Plato, and he believed, in fact, Plato is the common denominator behind everything going on. And Francis Bacon believed Plato's story of lost Atlantis. This wonderful utopian, a perfect advanced society that had been destroyed at some distant time in the past by a great flood. Was that the society, the evil society that was destroyed at the time of Noah? Did Atlantis ever really exist? We don't know, but Plato wrote about it in his dialogues, and Francis Bacon believed in that, and he wrote a book entitled The New Atlantis. And what was the New Atlantis? Why, it was the United States that would, of course, rise from the ashes of the ancient Atlantis and lead the world to the New World Order, the New World Religion. And so it was, this idea of the reconstitution of lost Atlantis, and Bacon had written a book called The New Atlantis, and the book is still available today. It was that that inspired the men who created the Great Seal of the United States to put a two-headed phoenix on the front of the Great Seal. Why? Because the phoenix, you remember, rose from the ashes. It was dead and burned and rose from the ashes and was reconstituted, and that is what America was to be. The reconstitution of ancient Atlantis on the back of the Great Seal, hidden for 150 years, they placed the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. A pyramid, an unfinished pyramid, with a capstone floating above. It was a glorified eye. It was the glorified eye of Horus. It was the glorified eye of Osiris. It was the glorified eye of the ancient pagan gods. And beneath that, of the caption, Novo Odoro Seclorum. Novus Odoro Seclorum. Meaning the new secular order. People say the new world order. Well, that was a phrase that had been used by Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and then was popularized by George H.W. Bush, the president's father, President George Herbert Walker Bush, used that term on a speech given on September 11th, I think it was 1991, the New World Order. But the caption beneath the Great Seal really says, Novus Odoris Seclorum, it is the new secular order, it is to be a godless world order. That is the objective, certainly, of the mystery religions. It always has been, it was in 1782, and it is today. And so, basically, what happened is they hid that emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States for 150 years. And then in 1935, when a disciple of the ancient mystery religions, a man named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd degree Mason, who was under the control of a very evil man named Colonel Edward Mandel House, who had the ability to ooze ideas into people's minds, to control their minds. And, of course, in 1935, FDR was under the control of Edward Mandel House, and he took that item off the back of the Great Seal of the United States, and certainly with the influence of Henry Wallace, who was deeply involved in Luciferianism and Masonry and Theosophy, why FDR put that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, where it remains to this day under the caption, In God We Trust. But, of course, they're talking about a different God. And you see their emblem every day, hidden in plain sight, and you have no idea what this is really all about or why it is that immigration is being used to transform America as it always has been planned. America is no longer to be the nation that we grew up in. It has become a godless nation. It has become an impoverished nation. It is simply to become one more nation in this new world secular order, although they are in the process of using our financial and our military power to cause all other nations to be brought under the centralized control of the new coming world leader. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call here.
Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Today, the role of glutathione is not well understood, but with studies proving that low levels of glutathione are seen in over 200 medical conditions and high levels are seen in people with excellent health, public awareness of the importance of glutathione is increasing. To discuss the positive possibilities of raising your glutathione through the use of a medically proven nutraceutical called Immunical, call Candace at 303-520-0857. That's 303-520-0857.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course we can go through a chronology of what's gone on from the time of the Great Seal of the United States. Certainly the occult influence was here in America. Most people don't know that Washington, D.C. is laid out in the occult pattern. We marvel at our nation's capital, but it was all planned by the occultists. And there's a book called The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. That's The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And it goes into the background that this was laid out by the Masons with all sorts of occult symbology, even the layout of the streets there. And the Masons brag about this. You see, 1791, their influence was there. Every federal building in Washington, D.C., in fact, throughout the entire country, has a Masonic plaque on it. Oh, we can't have a cross up any place in this country on public land, but we can have Masonic plaques on every federal building, and Masonry is a religion, but they worship a different god. And then, of course, the evil influence was here in 1939, why America had once again become a very depraved nation, and so we had a second Great Awakening, and was led by Charles Finney and other people at camp meetings across America, and once again the American people turned back to God. 1839, and then of course 1848, the Communist Manifesto was written. Most people think it was written by Karl Marx, and I suppose he did pen it, but he was really commissioned by a secret society known as the League of the Just, and financed by the son of a wealthy capitalist, Frederick Engels, and Karl Marx was simply codifying into law this plan of the ancient mystery religions. Why? Because he wrote about the dictatorship of the proletariat. It was never where the proletariat was ruling. It was to be a dictatorship over the proletariat, which was exactly what Plato had advocated. Plato had advocated a totally authoritarian society ruled by an oligarchy, and of course all women were to belong to all men. The children were to belong to the state. They were to destroy the family, and they're doing a pretty good job here in America. After all, 50% of our marriages end in divorce, even within the Bible Belt part of this country, and you just try spanking your child and see how much you have to say about the control of your children. The children in America belong to the state, and those ideas laid out by Plato have been adopted, and we can write down the list of the things that have happened and the secret societies that have been created. But right now we have a caller on the line. Who do we have? Who's
morning,
calling in? Who is it?
This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
And I'll just throw my two cents in. I hate to interrupt you. You're on such a good roll here, and we're learning a lot by listening to you. In the new federal building about 15 years ago in Asheville, North Carolina, as you walked in the door, I had a friend of mine tell me this. You walk in the door, and there's like a two-story ceiling there, or three-story, big open area, and on the opposite wall that you're facing as you enter the building, and you're headed north, is this granite wall, and there's two large symbols there that appear just like the dollar bill. And it's amazing because it's just, these symbols are so big, they're probably at least 8 to 10 feet in diameter, and they're just like they are on the bill. You know, the pyramid on the left, the eagle on the right.
And you'll actually see the unfinished pyramid repeated in the Wall Street Journal. In fact, they send out free subscriptions to that to people all across America. How can they send out free subscriptions? Very simply, they're selling not products, but ideas. And you'll see that unfinished pyramid having nothing to do with the article. It's just there. And you look at it and you say, what's that all about? They're telling their followers, you know, we are well along the way towards completing the unfinished pyramid.
I wanted to ask you. I've always wanted to ask you this.
Sure, go ahead.
What do you attribute your memory to? You have a fantastic memory.
God's given me a memory. I don't have the greatest memory in the world, but God's taught me how to remember things, and things of this sort I can remember. Other things, I'm terrible about names. Fortunately, I have a wife who's great at that and telephone numbers, so together we're a giant.
Your memory is just amazing. I'm just astounded by every time I hear you talk like this.
Well, I'm preparing for a talk I'm giving tonight, and it's, we've put this together, and I think it's such an important subject, because you can't understand this whole illegal immigrant movement unless you understand this whole issue, unless you understand there are people who want to transform America, who have no loyalty to the United States. They're globalists, and the president leads that group. And, of course, this is all about uniting with Mexico and raising our living standards to that of the American peasant.
I'm going to get off the phone because I know that you're on a roll and I want to hear more. So thank you very much, Dr. Stanley. God bless.
Thanks for mentioning that. Asheville, North Carolina?
Yes.
I'd love to get there. If we look around, we will see so many replicas of the unfinished pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, which is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. In fact, we have this poor tape set called The Secret Government, and two of those tapes are an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, and of course he didn't like people like you and me. He was an elitist, and he used to call people such as us the petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. You'll find that referenced frequently in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. But on this tape, he talks about how the, these right-wingers come to him and try to tell him the emblem on the back of the dollar bill is the emblem of the Illuminati. He said, that's ridiculous. That emblem has been around for 6,000 years. And he's absolutely right. It has been around for 6,000 years. And the Illuminati picked it up because the Illuminati was simply a modern-day, or I should say a 1776 day manifestation of the continuing secret message of the ancient mystery religions and the ancient secret societies. Well, let's go on then with our story. You know, of course, we can go into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891, and then, of course, the Fabian Socialists were formed in 1884, but they were meeting, and this is described in a book called The Experiment in Autobiography by H.G. Wells, the book Experiment in Autobiography by H.G. Wells, and there Wells actually talks about how it was about between 1901 and 1908 or 1909, the Fabian Socialists met together with the bankers of England, people like Lord Cecil and Lord Milner and Sir Edward Grey, and the leaders of the finance of Great Britain, and they were plotting on how they were going to take over the world because, you see, socialism is a wonderful theory of redistributing the wealth of the equal evil bankers, but the truth of the matter is socialism doesn't work unless somebody's in charge. And that's why the evil bankers push socialism. Why? Because they want to centralize all power in government, which, of course, they will control by buying and selling the politicians. And that don't go along with them. Why? They'll simply either kill or trump up charges and destroy them. So anyway, let's fast forward here because we're running out of time. Of course, we can talk about the Freemasons controlling the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, taking God and prayer out of our schools. Why? Because they want to make us into a secular society. We'll be right back in just a moment. Here, the House of Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote you prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
version, because the Bush administration is pushing this new immigration law. Now, remember, President Bush has been a president for 5 years. He has steadfastly refused to protect our border. I mean, they're streaming across thousands a day, right at the present time, probably tens of thousands a day, getting into America so they can get amnesty. President Bush has refused to protect our border. He's refused to build a fence. He's refused to set up electronic sensors. He's refused to allow the INS or anybody else to prosecute employers who are hiring illegal aliens. And, of course, one of the greatest scams of all time is the INS usually will get maybe one in four people coming across, but you don't have to worry. They're immediately released. They have a catch-and-release program, and you can go up on the president's webpage there, and on May 18th, he gave a talk on what needs to be done, and there's a summary there. You just go to whitehouse.gov and pull down the page, May 18th, and the summary of what needs to be done. The catch-and-release program is as soon as they catch one of these one in four, then they release them. They if they're Mexicans, they cart them back into Mexico so they can try again. If they're from another foreign country, they give them an appointment for a deportation hearing and then release them. And you would never guess what happens. These people who've snuck across our border and violated our laws don't show up for the deportation hearing. That's catch and release. So he has said, we've got to stop the catch and release program. Well, why didn't he stop it 5 years ago? Because they want this situation. They want the illegal immigration. They want to transform America. And the legislation that has been put forward under the auspices of the Bush administration, President Bush says, I don't want amnesty. I'm against amnesty. But he's going to let the people stay here and become citizens. How can you be against amnesty and want the people to stay here and become citizens? Well, as the president says, you can't round up, 11 or 12 million people and deport them. Well, you don't have to do that, President Bush. All you have to do is start enforcing the laws and go after a few of the employers who are hiring and knowingly hiring illegal aliens, and you put them in prison. And that would end the thing, and everybody would go home because there aren't any jobs. But you see, they don't want to solve the problem. They want to transform America into a bilingual, bicultural society because their loyalty is to this globalist dream. Listen to President Bush's first inaugural address. Now, you can get this off the Internet, but we're going to put together a syllabus, and I hope many of you want to get it. It's called The Immigration Invasion. It has everything we've talked about here. We'll have the text of my speech, and of course we'll have the video or DVD of the speech. We'll at least have the video of the speech very soon. But you need to get the syllabus, or you can get all this information off the Internet on your own. The syllabus will be called Immigration Invasion. And of course, on the cover of the syllabus will be the emblem of the ancient mystery religions, the pyramid. The unfinished pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye, and the slogan beneath, Nova Ordo Seclorum. Look at the back of the dollar bill. They hide it there in plain sight. But this is what President Bush concluded his first inaugural address. Now, this was on January 20th, year 2001. After the Declaration of Independence was signed, Virginia statesman John Page wrote to Thomas Jefferson, "We know the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Do you not think an angel rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm?" Much time has passed since Jefferson arrived for his inauguration. The years and changes accumulate, but the theme of this day he would know. Our nation's grand story of courage and its simple dream of dignity. This work continues. This story goes on. And an angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Why did he repeat that? Who's the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? Oh, this is covered in our April newsletter. You can pull it down off the Internet. Or if you don't have access to the Internet, I would be glad to send you a free copy if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get our April newsletter. But certainly the syllabus will have the January, February, March, and April newsletters, as well as the president's speeches and the president's declarations on the new immigration bill and what the new immigration bill really is all about, and Senator Jeff Sessions' remarks, because he's opposed the new immigration bill, and material from the Heritage Foundation. They really wanted to bring in 200 million more people. Well, right now it's about 66 million people in the next 20 years. They wanted to change the demographic makeup of America. They wanted to admit 200 million more people, and as they say, it's only going to be about 66. At least that's what they say, but then they say there's only 11 or 12 million illegal immigrants in America. The figure's really over 20 million. They know that. They're simply lying to the American people, as they did in 1986 when they gave amnesty to 1 million illegal immigrants. There were only 1 million illegal immigrants in America in 1986. Of course, 3 million got amnesty. They simply lied to us. And they said there'd never be another amnesty, but there was. And they said they were going to start guarding our borders, but they didn't. And they said they were going to be a crime to hire illegal aliens came into this country to knowingly hire as a federal crime, but they never enforced the law. Don't you understand, ladies and gentlemen? There is another agenda here. It is the agenda of globalization. And let me just tell you about Plato's parable of the cave. There is another interpretation of it. And that interpretation has been known to theologians for many years. And that is that there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. And as you look at the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave, you catch a glimpse of this other dimension. That's the dimension that the mediums and the fortune tellers and the diviners, those people who were water witches, that they tap into that other dimension, because this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on the political battlefield, and there really are demonic forces at work. And we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I'll just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I wish we could have given the whole talk this morning, but you must understand that the basically, President Bush says he's against amnesty, but he's going to give amnesty. He wants to secure the border, but the legislation that they have passed is only for building part of a fence, you know, 300-mile fence and 500-mile road of some sort of barriers, but it didn't appropriate any money for the fence. They're going to build a fence, but no money for the fence. Do you want it? In fact, when they tried to get through the appropriations of the fence, it wasn't allowed. Go to Senator Sessions, Jeff Sessions' webpage, and on the 25th of May, he tells you all about this crazy legislation that's there, going to bring 66 million more people into the country over the next 20 years, at least. It's going to massively increase immigration. We're going to bring people with no skills in. It's going to cost $50 billion a year. It's going to bankrupt the United States. And that's just what they want. And when you understand that, this intense hatred by the people within the mystery religions, you can begin to understand what is really going on in America today. There are many people who hate America, who want to destroy this country, and they're working at the highest levels of our government and the great tax-exempt foundations, which is financing the illegal immigrant movement. If you haven't read our book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, you need to get it and read it to understand the past, to understand what's going on now, importing revolution, going into how the Ford Foundation and the other foundations are funding this whole movement to destroy America, the illegal immigrant movement. And then, of course, you want to get that DVD entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And I'm in that DVD. Don't play that important a part, but you need to see it. You need to understand the origins of America, the secret mysteries of America's beginning, the things you'll never learn elsewhere. If you'd like to get the syllabus that we are talking about with all the documentation for what I've covered this morning, why you can order it, by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called The Immigration Invasion. And also, of course, if you want to get the talk, you can order it. We'll get it to you as soon as we have it available. It'll probably be several weeks, but hopefully they're going to film that tonight, The Immigration Invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to mention we do need your help financially. We've got into a shortfall situation because of many of the other things we're doing and laying in health supplies and other things we're going to offer you. If you'd like a copy of our health catalog, and we hope maybe you'll want to get your health products through Radio Liberty, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then we do hope that many of you out there will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters who are helping us, because quite frankly, we need your help to maintain the base that we have on 60 stations across America every single week. Now, some of those are only half an hour, but at least we have a voice across America, and we'd like it to grow, but we can't do it without you. You're not going to hear about these things, these spiritual things on many other stations, and if they're preaching the gospel, they're not going to tell you. Many times they're preaching the right gospel. When was the last time you heard about anything about the fear of God? We don't talk about that anymore because we've changed the message and the music of the church. Remember, if you'd like to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we do need your help, especially at this time. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist.